with respect to the issue of fertility, there isn't a whole lot that has been presented in any oncologic forum about strategies to preserve fertility, but Dr. Akhtay from Cornell has been a driving force behind a particular strategy to stimulate the ovary to produce eggs for fertilization and cryopreservation. For example, we have patients diagnosed with a breast cancer, and she's desirous of subsequently having children, as she should be. His hypothesis is that you can capture the patient at the time of diagnosis before her chemotherapy is to begin, and during that time interval, you can stimulate her ovaries with, in one set of patients, tamoxifen, but in another set of patients, letrozole. And those agents, by a mechanism with which I'm completely unfamiliar, stimulates the ovary to produce eggs for fertilization. And those eggs can be retrieved in large numbers, larger numbers than an unstimulated ovary in the same patient, and can be fertilized, cryopreserved, and then implanted at a later time.
How long does that process take?
The mean time to accomplish this was measured in weeks, not in months. And the natural concern of medical oncologists, and I posed this question to Dr. Akhtay, was whether we would be precipitating unnecessary delays in the administration of chemotherapy. And he felt that this could be accomplished in one or two cycles or efforts, and those efforts take weeks rather than months. My concerns regarding delaying the initiation of chemotherapy were allayed. What we don't know yet is the fertility success rate. Those numbers are just beginning to develop. He only had about 18 months of data. The other thing that he was able to present, even though it's a very early follow-up and the number of patients is relatively small, I think it's now up to over 60, was if you give patients this unusual stimulatory strategy prior to chemotherapy, will you somehow put them in harm's way? Or if you delay their chemotherapy even by a few weeks, will you put them in harm's way with respect to recurrence? And he demonstrated, I think, as convincingly as one can in a small cohort after 18 months, that there was not a precipitous increase in relapse rates during that time interval. So I think he's, at least insofar as oncologists are presented with information about this strategy, he by far has given us the most quantitatively and qualitatively interesting information of anybody out there. So it makes our ovarian suppression strategy, perhaps it looks like it may become obsolete. And I will be very interested to see his work progress rapidly over time.